A recent editorial in the Anchorage Daily News proposes addressing chronic inebriation and the moribund area of East 4th Avenue as the way forward to a more vibrant downtown. These ideas have been put on the table before, but not from the person charged with championing the city as a great place to visit and do business. Andrew Helcrow is a former state lawmaker and the current president of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce. Rather than glossing over the city's ongoing problems, he proposes a health campus to deal head-on with homeless people and chronic drunks.
And in my mind, a health campus would be a campus where there's detox or a sleep-off center. You have social services, rehabilitation, and even job training in the same area. And what that does is, first off, it relocates these chronic inebriates in the social services to a safer area outside of the core of downtown. Once you address that, you address the chronic inebriate problem, then you've created an environment in downtown where developers can look at it and say, okay, it's ripe. Because you can't have economic development unless the environment is ripe. And I believe that the chronic inebriates, some of the ongoing public safety issues down there with gangs and assaults have had an impact.
As you've just been talking about, the farther east you go on 4th Avenue, there's really no way to put it delicately. It gets sort of seedier looking. What would you like to see in this somewhat shabbier part of downtown?
I think that there's a couple of things you need to do. Number one, when you come into downtown, downtown should be incredibly welcoming, and it should represent the core of the city. So when you approach downtown, for instance, when you're coming down Ingra and you're coming up into town, it has a very depressing feel. And I know that the Fairview Community Council and some of the Fairview Business Association folks have long advocated for more of kind of an investment in at least the entrance. And one of the things that bothers me is there's really no vision for this city. And when you look at some of the public policies that are being embraced, they don't really make sense from an Anchorage taxpayer standpoint. For instance, the Kinnickarm Crossing, and I'm a supporter in theory of the bridge, but let's consider this. Part of the motivation of building the bridge is to open up available land. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars building this bridge for folks to leave Anchorage and build a home or buy property in the Matsu Borough who will benefit from the property taxes. Meanwhile, the folks that commute back into Anchorage will put pressure on roads and public safety without contributing any property taxes. Meanwhile, you've got valuable land that's sitting really underutilized and undertaxed in Fairview or East Downtown, where if you focused on those areas, you would actually increase the value of those, thus increasing the property taxes, thus lowering property taxes for everybody else.
It may have surprised or some Anchorage residents, or maybe perhaps made a few business owners a little green around the gills, to have the president of the Anchorage Chamber raise this issue so publicly. It would be easy for someone in your position to sort of just put a shiny, happy face on business in Anchorage and visiting Anchorage. Why are you taking this up in such a public forum?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, every day I go to work and I represent over 1,000 companies, tens of thousands of employees. They pay my salary and I view my job as looking out for them. In looking out for them, I mean by looking at the economy, seeing what areas I believe can be improved to improve their economic opportunities. Whether you work in Anchorage, own a business in Anchorage, everything is relevant. If you're a business owner, you have to have good employees. And to have good employees, you need affordable housing. You need safe streets. You need good schools for their kids. Everything is relevant. And so as my role as president of the Anchorage Chamber, really, it's my responsibility to stand up and say, look, when you look at the economy, you can't look at the economy without looking at the people who are creating and driving the economy. And if you don't have a healthy, safe, and prosperous community, you really don't have much of an economy.
You are sort of taking to task a bit some of the businesses that are likely your members, the downtown bars. What do you want to see change in how these businesses handle their patrons?
I think there's a couple of things. I think this state and this city have a long tortured history with alcohol, and I think that's borne out in the statistics. I think when you consider the bar owners downtown, I think there are irresponsible bar owners, and I think for far too long they have been coddled. I think the liquor lobby in this town has dominated alcohol policy, and it's allowed bad actors to slip by because of vague laws and promises that have been unkept. And so, if we're going to improve the environment and the public safety of downtown, we really have to start getting tough. It seems to me there's a small kind of cadre of bars, they call it the triangle of trouble, the police do, that the city really needs to start to crack down on.
Andrew Helcrow is the president of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce.